Good evening. Welcome again to Heaven Talk. It's good to be with you again. I'm Ezekiel.
And I'm Claire.
Early spring snow coming down here in Taos.
Big flakes. Yeah. Big flakes. Yeah. Beautiful.
So, but soon spring will be here for real for all of us. Hopefully. Well, we just wanted to touch back in with you. Hopefully we'll be able to do this on more of a regular basis. You had some things on your heart and mind you wanted to share tonight?
Well, there's a couple things. I wanted to share some things with you tonight, especially some praise reports that we've gotten from different folks. We have some testimonials, and I wanted to share them with you, not to toot our horn, but
to toot your horn.
To get you excited about intimacy with the Lord. And that it's so worth the effort that it takes to get close to the Lord. And we have one sister. Her name is Nikki, and she had written into me that she keeps having these really dark dreams, and she wasn't really sure the meaning of them, but they didn't feel right. It felt like witchcraft or something like that. Dreams where these people, these questionable people, keep appearing and reappearing, and strange circumstances and dark people and that kind of thing. And she's been plagued with this for years. And I asked her, well, what are your ties to witchcraft? If you have any ties at all to witchcraft that you know of? And she didn't, but she did get involved with a Ouija board, mm-hmm. and there's a few other things, you know, that she got involved with that opened the door. They opened the door for a demonic manifestation. And who knows that someplace on her bloodline, her parents, her relatives, weren't involved in something.
Yeah.
You know, that they may have gotten her involved in it as a child. Without her consent. So she's been struggling with these dreams, so we gave her the binding prayer.
Right.
And that's one of the testimonials I want to share with you tonight. It's about the binding prayer. We gave her the binding prayer, and she started saying it before she went to sleep at night, which is what I recommended. And I said, you know, you have the weapons that you need to fight this. You have the name of Jesus, and you can use that anytime you have this kind of a manifestation or you feel anything that's dark, you know, come into the room. So she had a really beautiful dream that I wanted to share with you. Okay, last night I said the prayer that you sent me and asked the Lord to send his angels to protect me. He did all right. I had this short dream that I was in this place, and my spirit kept telling me it was Israel. I was in a tall building there with my good friend, and we were looking out a window. We were looking at what looked like two big dams and really big rocks with water flowing down them. My friend was pointing them out to me as if she had been there before. It was a beautiful sunny day. I saw people standing over there, and it looked like they were busy looking at the rocks. And one almost looked like Jesus, with his white garment on with a hood. Then I found myself in the cave, and there was a cave, I guess, in the rocks there, floating. This is so interesting. Then I found myself in the cave, floating above the water, as if someone was carrying me. They dipped me in the water three times, and then still floating, I saw who it was. He had a white robe on and blue eyes and blonde hair. I came face to face with him, and he was beautiful. I think he might have been one of the Lord's angels, because I saw his face so clearly, and I thought he may be an angel. He smiled at me so peacefully, like he was saying, "You are safe now." So beautiful. I'm not sure he might have even been the Lord, but I didn't recognize him as being the Lord. I just wanted to say thank you, Claire. If it wasn't for you and Ezekiel, I would not have known half of what I know about prayer. And God, you guys are such a blessing. Well, all I did with Nikki was share with her what the Lord had shared with me. And he was binding prayer. And mind you, this binding prayer is coming out of years and years of experience being deceived. You know, I mean, what good does it do you? If you're always right about everything, you know, you can't help people that are caught in webs of deception. But the prayer that I gave to her, the Lord had partially dictated to me. He gave me a few words and then he left me on my own, and I just kind of felt the Holy Spirit bringing up the rest of it. But it covers a lot of bases, a lot of bases. And it's something that I never even would have thought to write because it's a little bit long. But you had an experience.
Well, I was going to say, I'm not the kind of guy that just wants to sit and read something by rote, or certainly don't want anything to be mechanical or religious or whatever.
Right.
So,
I
wasn't real, I wasn't real warm about reading some kind of a prayer or something. And the Lord took me up short on that and told me that I was being prideful and I needed to humble down, and I've really been seeking more of a natural conversation with the Lord. He used to converse with me so normally and so naturally, and I with him, and it's been about five long, hard years without that. So I thought, well, I'm gonna try this prayer. So I began to read it.
When I, just as an aside here, the main idea is that you speak it to the demons directly. You know, if you just read it, it doesn't have any power, but you...
Well, I began to read it.
With intention.
And as I did, I kind of made it my own. You know, I began to really speak these things from my own heart and mind.
Yeah.
And it was whether it was word for word or not, I prayed the prayer. And I had a major breakthrough that night. I mean, that night the Lord showed up just as clear as he had ever been.
Thank you, Lord.
I could hear him. I could see him. I could feel him. And I'm starting a new journal now because he's quite talkative again. And it's good to have those barriers removed. But one thing about the prayer that you mentioned is it does cover a lot of bases. You know, it covers a lot of areas that we just don't think about.
Yeah, and every time that I pray it, I find a few little things here and there that get tweaked, and I'll keep posting those when that comes up.
Yeah, you know, the demons are strict legalists. I mean, they're like the worst, most horrible prosecuting attorneys in the world. And, of course, Jesus is our defense attorney, and all he's got to do is put his hand up and show his Father those wounds, you know, but... boy, the enemy's constantly trying to get in any way. He's had a few thousand years to watch every move of every eyelash we have.
Yeah.
So we're dealing with some pretty brilliant minds, although they're fallen. And we just need to know how to shut the doors and particularly to check our own house, as in my case, my pride or whatever, presumption, whatever it happens to be, unforgiveness.
Well, that's a good point. Praise me, Lord.
Yeah. You're out of the screen.
Okay, now I'm good. Okay.
All right.
On that very topic, we have a testimonial that came in just a little while ago. A beautiful, beautiful spiritual soul had written to me. And this was probably in September, wasn't it? I think, it was right around that time. So she had written me in September, and she had told me that, given me a word of knowledge, and I prayed over it, and I felt like the Lord was saying that it wasn't from him. So I very gingerly wrote back to her and said, my Jesus is not agreeing with what your Jesus is saying. You know, and that's, to have to deal with that it just shatters your reality, you know, to have to think that maybe you've been deceived, you know. So I know, because it's happened to me a lot. That's why I know how it can shatter you. But the Lord uses those things to humble us, you know, which is just a thing you were talking about a minute ago.
Right.
So here's a little testimonial from here, from her. The day I stumbled, if we ever stumble, I don't think so, on something, stumbled on Chronicles of a Bride. I think she was led there by the Holy Spirit. Began a journey that I'm trusting will never end, but has only just begun. My soul thrilled to the idea that I, a little nobody, could actually see and be with my Savior in a personal, intimate way and journey with Him to places unknown to me. To have Him instruct me and guide me and love me and lead me in such an intimate way that I could literally someday reach out and touch Him. And our book, Chronicles of the Bride, is on our heartdwellers.org. Website, and it's a free download. And this is the experiences that we had in heaven were very much like that. It was very intimate and doing different things with the Lord, you know, playing in the water and climbing cliffs and, you know, skydiving and not skydiving, but was that, what do you call it, with the harness?
I just know.
You get in the harness.
Oh, you're talking about hang gliding.
Hang gliding. That's exactly right. So beautiful things, you know. Just the Lord revealing His character is so sweet and approachable and like a husband, you know, just like a real husband. So so she said. The day I stumbled upon Chronicles of the Bride began a journey. My soul thrilled to the idea that I, a little nobody, could actually see and be with my Savior in a personal way. To have Him instruct me and guide me and love me.
Intimate way, too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, not in a carnal intimate way, but
right,
intimate.
Right, very, very familiar, yeah.
To lead me in such an intimate way that I could literally reach out and touch Him. But there was a problem, and I was only just finding out how serious the Lord looked at sin. You know, those little sins we tend to gloss over or explain away, and just what sin looked like from His point of view. You see, I'd been baptized in the Spirit 2 years before and had soon after started hearing the Lord's voice. I wrote down everything He said, well over 1,000 pages of glorious things. I was so pleased that I was found worthy to hear from Him. Uh-oh, pride, the nastiest of nasties, was creeping in. She goes on, and oh, my husband didn't want to know these things. He didn't care. Oh, I guess I've just been taking a better walk than he is with the Lord. Sorry, hon, see you later. I've got to go and get closer to the Lord again. No, I don't have time to spend talking to you. He's more important. Sorry, I can't do that special thing for you just now. I need to get away with the Lord. Do
Whoops.
We know this story?
It's treacherous, yeah.
Oh, boy. And that's another, immediately, you know, you can begin to see the fruits of division. You know, and you can begin to recognize there's demonic activity involved in that, because the Lord never causes division.
I'd like to point out that when she says, you know, I began hearing the Lord's voice, she's got it in quotation, you know, I'm hearing the Lord's voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty subtle.
So when she wrote to Claire, she said, when I wrote to Claire, I was all buoyant about sharing one of my words with her. I was stunned when her reply was, I'm sorry, sweetheart, but my Jesus isn't agreeing with what your Jesus is saying. What's going on? Okay, well, did you just notice that the screen started going down? This is our video cat.
Here's Angel.
This is the funniest thing.
She shows up.
She shows,
only when like this, only when we're filming and taping.
She shows up only when we're filming. She never shows up any other time, just when we're taping. And she wasn't getting the attention she wanted.
Yeah, so
you hold her like a baby.
Some of you guys thought I was kind of scratching my leg a lot. No, I had a kitty at my feet. So, yeah, here we go.
Sweetheart.
So
anyway.
That's why the screen went, ooh, kitty was playing with the wire.
She's playing with the wire.
Now she wants to go play. All right.
Now that she got her attention.
Her 5 seconds of fame.
So
we'll sorry.
Anyway. So she was stunned when my reply was, I'm sorry, sweetheart, but my Jesus isn't agreeing with what your Jesus is saying. She said, what? Oh, no, no, you must be wrong. But she was entirely right. This is what the Lord told her soon after. I allow a beguiling spirit to my servants when they need discipline, especially pride, arrogance, judgment, and presumption. Now, how do you think I found out about that?
Nose prints in the sand.
By having a lot of pride and arrogance and judgment.
Yeah.
And the Lord working with me. And Jesus had told me, I have great things in store for her. But with a familiar spirit in control, she's going nowhere. And that was what the Spirit was doing. He was leading her around in circles.
Yeah. And I've been there in the past myself. Oh, most of us have.
Yeah.
You know.
If you haven't, well, never mind.
And we all get a turn.
I think so. I really
We've come back, you know. That's right. The thing. You don't run away and quit. You come back like chewing on peas and gravel. If you don't chew on it, you don't get the nourishment. So sometimes you got to spit the gravel out to get the peas. You don't stop eating or you'd starve.
Right. And some people do starve. I mean, some people just stop altogether and say, this is too difficult.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deal with this. You know, I don't need this in my life. It's just too much.
Yeah.
Well, the bottom line is all of us need this in our lives because especially now with the times being so treacherous, you know people by the Spirit of the Lord. And if you aren't close to the Lord in that way, if you aren't, you know, pressing into intimacy, you can be misled by people's good intentions on the surface.
And I think you're always going to be wanting more of the Lord, and you can frustrate yourself knowing that you're 1,000 feet from the throne, or you can push through, press through, and probably crawl through on your knees and let Him work with you. He's not going to let you crash and fall. You're not going to be lost. But He's certainly going to work with you and teach you and form you through the process. The way up is to go down.
It's the way down.
That's right.
Sometimes He has to clean house because He wants to lift us up into higher realms. But before we can go up, we have to come down.
We have to get low, real low.
So she continues, he had seen my attitude towards my husband and allowed a very strong, painful correction. And I was totally undone, crashed, and felt so very, very all alone. But God is so faithful and so kind. Little did I understand at the time that He was purifying me in order to bless me. Little did I understand what He did was necessary because of the joys that lay before me. Little did I understand that humility is the first order of business that is needed to become intimate with the Lord.
Yeah.
Every day. And that's why that prayer starts off with an examination of our heart and our conscience, our mind, and especially with repentance for pride, because all of us have pride.
Oh, boy.
So I needed to go low and find healing in my marriage, to find humility in my soul, and to be cleansed of all this stuff that got in the way. At the time, it seemed like I'd be looking up from the bottom of that pit forever. But in reality, within just a few weeks, He began opening doors to restore me, to help me see Him the way I so earnestly long for. Oh, she has such a heart for the Lord, and she really, really wanted to see Him intimately. And when she read Chronicles of the Bride, she, you know, which were our experiences, she really understood that this is possible for anyone. So I began seeking just who this Lord of mine was in truth, not as the church had taught me or others had convinced me, through the writings of many dear saints like Francis of Assisi and Therese of Lisieux and Gabrielle Bassus, Heidi Baker, Bruce Allen, and so many more. I found that he longs for us to come to him. He longs for that intimacy. If we're willing to come into a place of humility, belief, and anticipation. You know, belief and anticipation are very, very important in that prayer, because we have so much unbelief. We have so many signs of the world around us that convince us that this is real. And in fact, it's not real. What's more real is the spiritual. So he'll meet us there if we're willing to be there. The walk, the path to him is probably as different for each of us as they are from each other. But the basics remain. Dwell in humility. Abandon your life fully to him. She's a good little preacher. Believe that he is not only able but willing to meet you intimately. And claim this birthright of every single believer. Every single one.
I think part of the reason she writes the way she does is that she's a very sincere sister in the Lord. It seems like when any of us have been broken, or just, for example, if you've been in the hospital for a while, well, you start walking out kind of holding the side rails. You don't go out and try to run track and climb mountains right away. You take it slow and careful. And coming through this experience, Carol is probably one of the most honest and real people you'd want to meet, because she's so genuine and so open. You know, the Lord has just opened her completely and let her be transparent to him, herself, and others.
Yeah, and the beauty of that is that this is where we all need to be. The Lord sees everything, and if we have his approval, what need do we have for men's approval? It's
just not important.
Not important at all. No. Okay, so her own path, she joined a Facebook group called Inside Out, which is a safe, loving place with other like-minded believers where you can take classes to learn about and activate spiritual gifts, prophecy, healing, and word of knowledge. It's really a neat group. I'm really, really impressed with the things that they're teaching her.
Yeah.
And I'm interested, you know, in everything that they're sharing. All the teachers walk in these giftings, and the Holy Spirit is always opening hearts and eyes. So she said the most recent class she had is called Third Heaven Encounters. Through this class, I've sat on Abba's lap. And she had a hard relationship with her father, so she sat on God the Father's lap and had been shown her own cloud of witnesses. I've seen heaven from the edge of a tall cliff. I've flown with the Lord and watched him play in the water until I could barely stand from laughing. We've had that experience.
Oh my gosh.
He loves the water. He loves the water. And most of special of all, I've been held in his holy, wonderful arms and heard his heartbeat from me. Mm. He's truly more wonderful than we have ever imagined, and he's just waiting for you to set the world aside. Set the world aside.
Yeah.
And find that deep, quiet, clean, secret place, and with humbleness of heart, invite him in.
I was just writing to a sister today, and I really felt that the Lord wanted her to find a quiet, private place that she could go to regularly, not just in her heart or in her mind, but physically, mm-hmm. where there wouldn't be computers on or TVs or anything, and put a sign on the door she had to, but a sacrosanct place that no one would interrupt her in. I don't care if it's a car or a back room shed. But it's you've got to keep the world out. You just have to. And the enemy will do everything he can to throw. You know, you've experienced it, I'm sure many of you. But there are ways to close those doors and windows, literally, too.
Well, and that's part, again, of the binding prayer. And I said it before we got started here, and anytime I'm going into prayer, if I go into prayer and I forget to say the binding prayer, when I sense the Lord's presence and he's right there, he reminds me, you didn't say the binding prayer. And I stop right there and I go say the binding prayer. You know?
I mean, it's what he's asked us to do. I mean, everybody has, I've found this prayer in this way, in this movement, in this such and such, and everyone has the way. No, I just think there are a lot of special graces that the Lord gives all of us, and this is just yet another tool to be used that really seems to clear a lot of the static, both in our own heart and mind, voices of the past, and certainly the demonic.
Well, now, speaking of that, because I'm really interested in what you folks have to say and what you want to share, because we can all learn from one another. We had someone else, Wake Up People, his handle on the internet. And he talked about, you know, being open and sharing our testimony to honor and glorify our Father, that we're an open book read of all men. This will give much hope, faith, and help and direction to those who are weary and longing for freedom and a stronger relationship with Jesus. Holy Spirit leads us into complete deliverance of our enemy. And the Holy Spirit was very strong when I was writing this prayer. Open our eyes and ears, give us wisdom. He goes on to say his own prayer here, which I really thought was worth sharing with you. Holy Spirit, lead us into complete deliverance of our enemy. Open our eyes and ears. Give us wisdom and leading. Expose the enemy hindering us from knowing, hearing, and seeing you more clearly. Give us your joy, courage, and wisdom that we might be strengthened to take authority. You have given us to purge the hooks and footholds of the enemy, tearing down all strongholds formed against us. Search our hearts, O Lord, and expose iniquity, pride, evil desires, that we would be convicted and moved to complete repentance. Give us new desires for the things of heaven that honor and glorify you. Fill us with your holy peace, fire, joy, selflessness, and overflow out to the depths of our hearts to go forward and pour out your love and virtue on those in need. For the awesome glory of the Lord of hosts, the mighty champion of heaven. Alleluia. It's beautiful, just beautiful.
I remember Smith Wigglesworth friends would talk about how they'd come over to visit him, and he'd have a piece of bread, and he'd say, come on in, I was going to break the common loaf. And they thought it was odd that he was having this little communion thing by himself. And he said, well, I understand the Lord is saying as often as you do this, to mean as often as you like, and I like. So come join me.
That's beautiful.
And it was very common for anyone who visited Smith Wigglesworth to walk in and have him sit you down to have communion with him. That's a precious thing.
Oh.
We need to share the Lord more and the world less. The weather's okay, but we don't need to, you know, talk about all the stuff out there as much as we need to get together and share what he's really doing, what we really want, our hopes and aspirations. He's right there in our midst where two or more join. Let's take advantage of that and make it count.
Yeah.
It's a sweet space.
A beautiful space.
Yeah.
And it's worth all the effort to purge the world out of our lives, and maybe not even that violently, just to constantly make choices when there's a fork in the road, the world or the Lord. The world or the Lord, the world or the Lord,
yeah.
And to just keep choosing the Lord. And I'm preaching to myself right now, because there are things that can catch me off guard and lead me off too. And that's another thing that's in the binding prayer, is distractions. You know, praying against distraction before they even happen.
Yeah.
You know?
I also want to encourage you guys, many of you have begun to write and make comments. Again, I don't want to let a session go by without thanking those of you who have supported us. The Lord asked us to walk in faith 22 years ago and not draw social securities or any of that kind of stuff. And so whenever you send something, it's so beautiful, because we know it's straight from the hand of the Lord. And we're able to keep this little mission house going, food bank, take care of the elderly and that kind of thing. So, but this is our heart of hearts. It's to be able to be here, first of all, with Him, and then with Him, with you. Yeah. And so it's so important that we hear from you. I want to know what the Holy Spirit is saying through other brothers and sisters in the body. I need fresh manna too, you know.
Yeah.
So your opinions and your experiences are very valuable and precious and appreciated.
Yeah, and if you post anything in the comments, you know, that is basically public, we'll be sharing in Heaven Talk, possibly, you know, because you have put it in a public light. We don't, you know, we wouldn't do that with anything privately without your permission, but we so appreciate those comments, because they open our eyes to things that we miss. We all have a perspective,
right?
And we all have something different to offer in our perspective. I know Rick Joyner talks a lot about how each of us does not have all the gifts, because if one person had all the gifts, they'd be proud and arrogant and wouldn't have any need for anyone else.
You wouldn't need a body, yeah.
But the Lord loves cooperation and humility and working together. So He gives different pieces of the puzzle to different souls. And when you come together in Jesus and loving Him and loving one another, all these pieces fit together, and we get a more thorough picture of what's actually going on in our own lives, you know, with us personally and in the world.
Right. We see in part, and I think there's a reason for that, so that we'll have to go to one another to get the whole picture, you know.
Amen.
But fellowship is sweet. Get it when and where and how you can. Thank the Lord for the technology now that we can pull each other up on a screen and speak right to each other's hearts and practically have church and a Holy Ghost breakdown prayer meeting right there in the middle of the living room, right? So just want you to know how much you're appreciated and loved. And He loves you so much He can't take His eyes off of you.
Amen.
Well, that's all for this segment. The Lord bless you and keep you and grant you the deepest desires of your heart. Answer all your hopes and dreams. And most importantly, draw you deeply into His heart, ever deeper into His warm embrace.
Amen.
Amen.